from all our foes. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious. Our trumpets pealing the glorious song. Play it, sing it, all hail Biafra. All hail Biafra. We shall always remember all that perished in the struggle for our freedom. All hail our heroes. Our prayer shall be known both day and night.
Good evening, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are in the world. We are welcoming you to today's edition of the News Hour, coming to you from here in Houston, Texas. We've left Corpus Christi. I'm Nnamdi Kanu, your host and director of Radio Biafra, by the grace of God, a great servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. I'm delighted to say I am joined at the studios of Radio Biafra here in Houston by our dear brother, who is our principal host in this city, who has driven all night and all day to bring us from Corpus Christi to Texas, to Houston, Texas, if I'm not mistaken, this very day. We are still in Texas. There are wonderful people here. We know we've been condemning a lot of people, but we can tell you, categorically assure you, that the people here in Texas are markedly different from all the other places, of course, barring Atlanta. And a lot has happened since yesterday. There's been a lot of repentance. People are repenting and coming to the realization that Biafra is the only way out. Once again, we're welcoming you on this day, the 28th. Of June in the year of our Lord 2013. It's just gone some few minutes past 1 p.m. here in Houston, Texas. It is past 7 p.m. in London, past 7 p.m. in Biafraland. We are welcoming you wherever you are on this planet. As usual, we're saying good morning, good afternoon, good evening, even good night to some people. This is Radio Biafra. And before I proceed to bring you further announcements, I'll please go and say it is an honor and a pleasure to welcome our brother to the studio, Clifford Iranya. Please say hello to our wonderful people so we can proceed, please.
Hello, wonderful people. Great Biafrans, wherever you are, I bring greetings to you all. My name is Clifford Chukwuemeka Iruanya. I live here in Houston, but I am a Biafran. I come from Aro Ndionyemobi community in Oguta local government area in the present Imo State. And I'm very delighted and deeply honored to co-host this broadcast today. And I call on all of you to listen attentively, contribute, and by the grace of God, we shall take the country back, just like Caleb promised the people of Israel. Thank you.
Thank you very, very much. We also have our trusty assistant and who's been organizing our diary here in the United States. Please say hello to our wonderful listeners, please.
Hello, wonderful people of Biafra. My name is Chidera Akabu, and I'm welcoming you to today's edition of the broadcast here in Houston, Texas.
Thank you very, very much. It is always a pleasure and a delight to have our people listen to us from wherever they may be all around the world. This is your platform. This is an open platform, the only place on this planet where it doesn't cost you anything to have your views heard across the world. You know the protocol. If you want to join us, please give us around half an hour to 40 minutes before you can start calling our number. Our number remains the same here in the United States. It's +1 404 7898 796. I repeat, +1 404 7898 796. If you want to get hold of us via Tango, the number to call is +44 78 31 308 376. And if you have Viber, you want to get to us via Viber, the number to call is +44 758 171 2444. As always, if you wish to engage us via Skype, the platform is also open for you. All you need to do is to add Radio Biafra. You don't need to be accepted before you can give us a call. As we said, please, if you're calling Radio Biafra, remember to turn down your system. Remember to turn it off in its entirety. If you're speaking to us and we can hear your voice, that means that your voice is going around the whole world. Please, there are some people who may wish to hear their voice again. I don't know what sort of human beings they are. For me, I don't even like hearing the sound of my own voice. But I know that some of us, we are disposed to wanting to know precisely that our voices is going out. But I can tell you that once you get through to us, your voice is being projected to the entire world. We are welcoming all our listeners, including those who have joined us very recently on Facebook. And we must remind each and everybody who is on Facebook to continue to add your friends. We have not made 100,000 yet. This is a country of well over 50 million people. How come we are not up to 100,000 on Facebook? Of course, I acknowledge we are the largest community on Facebook. I know that, in as much as Sub-Saharan Africa is concerned. But we need to keep growing exponentially until we hit such a high that nobody can ever again come out and give us the excuse that they have not heard about Biafra. Biafra is here in Houston, Texas, having spent some days in Corpus Christi. We are in the United States and Canada to bring the good news regarding how we are all going to restore Biafra in truth and honesty. This is Radio Biafra. We cannot be compromised. We are not retreating. We are not surrendering. It is either we get Biafra or we die trying to get Biafra. I love challenges myself. A lot of people say, oh, they're not going to make it. It is impossible. It is difficult. I'm always minded by what the scripture said about this. What is it that Caleb and whoever said you have been preaching to me all this while? I'm surrounded by people who know the Bible inside out. What is it about that Caleb and the brothers and sisters said when they went to go and spy on the land of Canaan, the promised land? What did the 10 people say and what did two other people say? Do you have it in the Bible, please?
Yes. Yeah. Numbers chapter 13, verse 30. Caleb said, and Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it.
Who said this?
Caleb.
How many people were sent to go and spy out this promised land?
12.
How many brought good news?
2.
How many brought bad news?
10.
Exactly. Yes, Jirera, what would you like to say to contribute to this?
No, I was just signaling that it's 2 and 10.
It's 2 and 10, yes. I'm also a sign reader as well, which is wonderful. It is 2 and 10, which takes us to the next rule that we're going to come to today, because we want to make this edition of our program as informative, as educational as possible. We want to learn from what we're bringing you today. We also want to learn from those of you who are going to call in to educate us, to enlighten us on even some things we do not know. Yesterday we asked the question, what is selfishness in Igbo language? A lot of answers came in. It's very good to read from our people, some via text, some via Skype text. Which one was the one I said I love very much? There was one that I like so. Ichongkongwe. Ichongkongwe. That is selfishness in our language. It is not good when people tell you, I'm looking for what I will eat with my family. That is selfishness. Think of what everybody is going to eat. If the people that set up the United States of America were only thinking about themselves, believe you me, you will not have any U.S. to be in today. They thought about everybody. You have to think about people before you can provide electricity. You need to think about everybody before you can commission waterworks, before you can make it possible for people to have water in their homes. You need to have people in mind before you can build roads, build schools, and do what is right for the economy. It is only within selfish people that you have the basic amenities that is there to aid the existence of life lacking, because people are horrendously selfish. This is Radio Biafra. We're not selfish. We devote everything we have towards the restoration of Biafra. I hasten to add, it is not actualization. We are not realizing Biafra, because Biafra existed as a geopolitical entity for over 500 years before the white man came. Because of that, we are only seeking to restore what had already been in existence. So we are welcoming you from wherever you are on this planet. We know that our beloved brethren in Malaysia, sometimes they set their alarm at 2 a.m. to be able to wake up to speak to us. We are welcoming you. You are wonderful people. And a few Americans, we are saying to them, are now beginning to learn from the Malaysians. Of course, we exclude the likes of Cletus, we exclude Martins in this very case, and of course our brother Moses Nwigwe, even Kingsley that joined us for our program. Here today, we are proudly being hosted by Clifford Iranya, and it is a delight and a pleasure for us to be in this wonderful city. We've not seen very much. I've seen a lot of flyovers, that is. We've not seen a lot of the city, but I can tell you I've seen too many flyovers here, and it is very, very hot. I thought that Corpus Christi was hot. This place is baking, but at least the light is on and the air conditioning is working. We welcome all of you who are joining us for the very first time on Facebook, joining us live this evening by listening to Radio Biafra via www.radiobiafra.co, beliehumanrights.org, freedomvoicemedia.com, indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org. Once again, the line for you to join us, should you wish to do so later on, is +1 404 78 98796. We welcome all our new members on Facebook. We please ask you to add your friends also. If you don't know how to do it, we know there are a few people who are on hand to be able to guide you wherever you are on this planet, praying for the survival of Biafra, praying for the restoration of Biafra in truth and honesty. We welcome you because you are in the right family. And these are our headlines today, the 28th of June in the year of our Lord 2013. We are welcoming you to Radio Biafra, transmitting this afternoon and evening to some of you, even midnight for some people, from Houston here in Texas, southern United States. We are reporting that Anambra Polytechnic is in danger of erosion. It is being swept away. Anambra Polytechnic is in danger of being swept away. What are these politicians doing with our money? We are also reporting that fishermen in Akwa Ibom are reporting that they are being harassed by pirates. We are wondering where these pirates are coming from. We know there are pirates around Somalia. What are they now doing off the waters of Biafraland? What are these pirates doing harassing fishermen in Akwa Ibom State? We are also reporting this evening that the Zoological Republic have never ceased to amaze us, as 33 more people have died in Plateau State following inter-ethnic rivalry and clashes between Fulani people, as usual, and the local population. Fulani people insisting they must drive their cattle through farmlands, drive their cattle through inhabited areas of the state, and other people resisting it. We'll be bringing you this news in detail later on. This is why we call the Zoological Republic cemetery. Sometimes people die unceremoniously. We'll be coming back to this in far more greater detail later on. We are also reporting that a lawmaker, whatever a lawmaker means in the zoo, Chukwu Imo, escaped attack by irate youths following one of those that are gerrymandering, one of those very, very scrupulous bending of the rules, which they always do with great impunity in Imo State. They are trying to relocate the School of Agric at Omuagwo, the Polytechnic now is called at Omuagwo, to another place, thereby trying to deprive the local people, the local economy, of its only source of sustenance. A lot of youths were angry when this so-called lawmaker called Chukwu Emeka Imo visited to try to sell this very unpalatable news to the people of that very area. We are also reporting this very evening, which is our signature headline, that the federal government of Nigeria, it is claiming the Zoological Republic of Nigeria, a place inhabited by vermins. They are reporting that they have recovered 22.5 million pounds worth of stolen money
from abroad. This is being reported by the Attorney General and Minister of Justice for the country. They are reporting that they have recovered 22.5 million pounds of stolen money from Nigeria's coffers. We are asking this evening, who are the people stealing this money? The North is complaining about marginalization. 22.5 million pounds can go a long way in improving the lot of the people. It can provide vital infrastructure. It can pay for medical treatment for very many years. It can also go towards making sure that children attain at least or have access to decent or have decent education. Who have stolen this money? Why are they being recovered? The ones that were recovered, what did they do with it? This is a revolving door of corruption, a revolving door of deceit, a revolving door of evil. That is what characterizes the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. We're reporting today from Houston in Texas on this day, the 28th of June in the year of our Lord 2013. Once again, if you're joining us, this is Radio Biafra. We are coming to you live wherever you are on this planet via London, where UJMFO is doing a very sterling work, is doing a very wonderful work, ensuring that Radio Biafra transmission from the United States gets to everywhere it's is intended to get to, smooth, without any difficulties at all whatsoever. And here are the news in detail. The management of the Federal Polytechnic Oko in Anambra State has raised alarm over the threat of erosion at its permanent site in Oko, where completed and ongoing buildings and other infrastructure are being washed away by erosion. Director of the Polytechnic, Professor Godwin Nonu, who visited the permanent site on Thursday after flood washed away a sizable proportion of the permanent site, said the level of intervention needed was beyond what the Polytechnic could afford. Only a few months ago, the Minister of Information, Mr. Labran Maku, who led the good governance team on tour of the Federal Polytechnic Oko, commended the pace of development at the site, where buildings worth about 7.5 billion faced imminent collapse following the erosion menace. Onu, who was visibly disturbed by the magnitude of the threat, lamented the danger to the massive infrastructural development going on within the site. In case our listeners have forgotten, this is the home of the former vice president of the Zoological Republic of Nigeria in the person of Alex Ekweme, Dr. Alex Ekweme, highly learned, highly intelligent man. He comes from Oko. Erosion is washing away where he comes from. For those who leap to the defense of P2B all the time, in case you have forgotten, Oko is in Anambra State. For those who do not understand what we are talking about, Polytechnic, Federal Polytechnic of in Oko is sited in this very area where erosion is threatening to sweep everything away. And the funniest thing of it all is that they produce engineers. They have been churning out graduate after graduate after graduate of engineering for very many years. What are they doing? Is it not the duty of engineers to check the menace of erosion? Luckily for us, we have an engineer today in the studio, in the person of Clifford Iranya. Perhaps you'll be able to guide us on this very issue. If you are churning out graduates of engineering, why can't they engineer away the erosion at Oko? Why can't Alex Ekweme use his influence to bring about significant federal government intervention in that part of the world to stop the washing away of Oko Federal Polytechnic? Fishermen in coastal communities of Mbo, Ibeno, and Oron in Akwa Ibom State have raised alarm over the incessant number of attacks they are sustaining by people they themselves confirmed to be pirates. The fishermen said the attacks had caused them loss of many properties and other variables, such as their boats, their outboard engine, and fishing nets. They urged both the state and federal government to stop the activities of the pirates. Mr. Efion Edet, a fisherman from Tomshot Island, told journalists that the piracy, if not checked, will deny the fishermen and their families source of their livelihood. We are telling Mr. Efion Edet that Nigeria cannot even control itself. Talk less of the pirates. The pirates you're seeing on the sea are also men of the Nigerian Navy. The same way we have roadblocks on the road is the same way they are setting up their own roadblocks on this high sea. But they don't have any means to collect money off you people, so they come and steal your nets, go and steal your outboard engines, and they sell it. That is what they do. They are not pirates. These are men of the Nigerian Navy stealing from their country, because everybody steals from the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. We are reporting also this afternoon from here in Houston and evening in London and also in Biafra land that no fewer than 33 persons have been killed in the renewed violence between the Fulani and indigenous Taro communities of Langtang South local government area of Plateau State. Among the dead were said to be students sitting for the 2013 National Examination Council, a local pastor of the Church of Christ in Nations, Reverend Nandip Miri, told correspondents on telephone that he lost his father and brother in the attack. We must remember that people from Langtang, they call them the Langtang Mafia, are the people that prosecuted the war, the ground war against Biafran people. They were the ones charged with killing as many Biafrans as possible, the same way the evil that they served are now descending upon them. Me personally, I don't feel sorry for them. What they wished upon other people is now being wished upon them as well, Gowon included. Fighting was said to have been raging in the restive Plateau State South for the past 48 hours as the indigenes of Bolgang, Magama and Kakashi districts of Langtang South battle some invaders suspected to be Fulani headsmen. The correspondent gathered that 24 people were killed in Magama while 9 others were killed in Bolgang. This is happening in the Zoological Republic of Nigeria, where life is meaningless. We are also telling you this evening that a member representing Ohaji Ebuma local government area in Imo State House of Assembly, Chief Luke Chugu, at a stakeholders meeting, narrowly escaped the anger of a mob who wanted to attack him for attempting or trying to sell the policy of Richard Sokoja of moving Polytechnic Umuagwa from its present location. It was gathered that the participants, including this gentleman, Chuku Imo, had to scamper into safety as soon as they noticed that the anger of the youth was getting to a feverish pitch. It was also gathered that the youth hinged their anger on the rumor making the round that Chief Chuku was part of the state government's plot to relocate some vital departments of Imo State Polytechnic Umuagwa to other parts of the state. Armed with this belief, the angry youth stormed the venue of the meeting called by Chubu and turned everywhere upside down. The youths were asked that the assembly had reportedly perfected the legal framework for the relocation of the department, as well as brandished a document to prove that the lawmakers had concluded discussions on the matter and moved it to the governor for assent. One of the protesting youths, Mr. Tochukwu Stephen Amade, explained that they were miffed that the lawmakers was not an accessory to the plot, but also failed to inform his constituents of the clandestine move to remove the Polytechnic Umuagwa from its present location. We are reporting this evening that the Attorney General and Minister of Justice, Mr. Mohammed Adoke of the Zoological Republic of Nigeria, said on Thursday that his ministry had recovered more than 22 million pounds allegedly stolen from Nigeria's coffers. Adoke, who said this at the 2013 ministerial platform in Abuja, noted that the money was recovered from one Raj Ajondes Bojani, an Indian national and associate of late head of state General Sani Abacha. He said that the assets were recovered in 2011, adding that the ministry was able to recover and repatriate the money following its negotiations with the island of Jersey. Island of Jersey is controlled by the British government. It's an island off the southeastern coast of United Kingdom. During the period under review, the ministry intensified its effort to trace and repatriate Nigeria's stolen assets abroad. In this connection, we have maintained effective liaison and communication with targeted jurisdictions to keep pace with assets recovery proceedings in those jurisdictions. In 2011, our close liaison and negotiation with the island of Jersey led to the recovery and repatriation of the sum of 22.5 million confiscated by the Royal Court of Jersey from Raj Ajondes Bojani, an Indian national and associate of General Sani Abacha, on account of his money laundering transactions from Nigeria. Adoke also said that the Principality of Liechtenstein recently confiscated the sum of 175 million euros from the Abacha family and associated companies in Liechtenstein. We are asking, why is this same thing not being done to Marudike? Why are we not recovering the loot from Babangida? Why are we not getting the money back from Buhari? Why is nobody talking about recovering the loot from even the Dangotes who have stolen the country dry? Why are people keeping quiet? Are they going after Abacha because he is dead? How about the living criminals who have made a living by bleeding the country dry? Anyway, it is a zoo, it is not a country. This is what we are faced with. These are the news we are bringing to you today, and our summary here in Houston, Texas, a very warm, hot, humid Houston in Texas, in the southern part of the United States of America. I'm Nnamdi Kanu once again, and as I said previously, we have with us in the studio our brother Clifford Iranya, who is our host here in Houston, and also our dear sister Chidera Akubo. Please, let us start with you, Clifford. What do you make of the news we are presenting this evening, and what is happening in the zoo calling itself Nigeria?
Yes, Director, before I go to the news, I have always noticed that you have been very consistent when you say that it's either we get Biafra or we die getting Biafra.
Absolutely, there's no going back. Yes.
Yes, so I would like to add to that. And if you don't mind,
go ahead,
you make sure you add that in subsequent broadcast. What I'm adding is that it's either we get Biafra,
yes,
or we die getting Biafra, and if should we die getting Biafra, we are taking everybody down with us.
Of course, yes.
Our enemies, internal, external, we are taking them down, including all the corporate interests. We are going to level everywhere. Nobody is going to exist. It's either Biafra exists or there will be nobody, nothing at all called that zoo Nigeria.
Yes, that is correct, yes. We take everybody with us. We are not going to leave any stone unturned. As I said previously, they will beg us to take Biafra and leave them alone. They will take us quite kindly to an area we'll discuss later. In terms of the presentation, which part of the news would you like to delve into in more? Because I saw you scribbling away as the news was being read out.
Yes, the first one I need to talk about is the Federal Polytechnic, OCO. And you mentioned somewhere that they saw a building, what, about $7.5 billion?
That is correct, being washed away by erosion.
Yes, yes, that is $7.5 billion.
If you
multiply that by two, what will it give you? It will give you $15 billion.
It's $15 billion, yes.
Does it resonate with the news of a $15 billion asset being developed by somebody somewhere in Abuja?
That is correct, yes. That is
so
correct.
That is my point. Here we are talking about an institution that is facing erosion problem,
yes,
and somebody is building an edifice of $15 billion outside Biafra land.
Yes.
What could be more cruel than that?
Yes.
And I hear people, I see people trying to organize support for this criminal called Peter Obi.
Yes, to justify what they're doing in office, yes. And the election is busy disrupting our life.
Yes. So the question is, Peter Obi, what are you doing to ensure that erosion does not threaten this school? What you are interested in is in moving all the assets into Abuja outside Biafra land. $15 billion for an edifice. That is number one. Then on the issue of the mayhem or the crisis in Plateau, I really don't want to comment much about it because I don't care. Because they said whatever goes around comes around. Gowon did what he did to Biafra, and he thinks that he's going away freely.
Yes.
Now he is payback time.
That's comeuppance. Yes.
I hope he is hearing me, or his acolytes are hearing me. Come back from London where you are hiding and come and stay in Langtan.
Yes.
You say that keeping Nigeria one is a task that must be done, and your name is Go On with One Nigeria. Then why are you running away and hiding there in London? Come back to Langtan and face the music. Now, on the relocation of the Polytechnic at Umuahua.
Yes.
The issue I have here, there are two things. Number one, relocation, is it going to enhance the quality of education?
I don't know.
Is this going to enhance the development of the minds coming out of this school? But that is, by the way, the particular point of interest on this news, this aspect of the news, is the issue of the Protestant brandishing information, document showing that,
yes,
you know, arrangements have gone in an advanced level,
yes,
to, you know, concretize this relocation.
That's correct, yes.
And where I'm going to with that is this. Biafrans, friends of Biafra, can you imagine if Radio Biafra is broadcasting to Biafrans in Biafra land, such that you can access it with transistor radio.
That is correct, yes.
You think that somebody will come and tell you fake stories and you believe it? In other words, where I'm going is this. We need to support Radio Biafra to make sure that we broadcast to Biafrans so that we will have information readily available. Like a director always say, you see the Malams with the transistor radio listening to BBC Hausa service.
That is correct, yes.
In that way, they are well informed. Nobody will come and give them anything that is, you know, not real, because they already have the information.
Yes.
Now you have students, you have people who were privy to information about arrangement to relocate a school. And when this criminal politician came, you know, sugar-coated tongue and trying to convince the people, they showed him that they already have the information.
Yes.
So that is my point on that. Again, on the issue of the £22.5 million recovered, what my take on that is this. Good, you recovered money, but we need evidence.
Yes.
What am I trying to say? Are we sure it was only £22.5 million?
You don't trust them anymore.
No. Before they come out with £22.5 million, you know, you kind of divide it by four, and they come with a quarter of that.
And who recovered the money? Who?
Yeah.
Oh God,
that's what I have to say for now.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you very much for that. It's going to be fire and brimstone here in Houston. It is a version that we were discussing previously. How are we going to tag our series here in Houston, Texas? It is the complete and total exposure. And even here in Texas, those who wouldn't normally speak are looking to speak and contribute to the debate, which is wonderful. Yes, Chidera, what would you like to say, please?
Yeah, the one that really caught my interest is that of the Anambra Polytechnic, Oko, because my mom has been there before, and it's really terrible that it's being endangered by erosion. And my advice goes out to some of the people, because there are people that graduate from the schools and just take their statement of results without coming for their certificates. So even my mom is one of those people. She just left with her statement of results, so they should go and take it now before Yakwashi. But all these things that are happening, it's very terrible, and everything still revolves around going back to fighting to get Biafra. And I would like to tag our old Bible class, read a portion of the Bible, Joel chapter 2 verse 25. It says, I will restore to you all that the locust and the caterpillar has eaten from you, my great army which I sent amongst you. So if we can go back to God, because these things, he allowed it to happen to us because we turned away. We turned away from him. We turned away from the principles. So we have to go back to God,
yes,
and his principles, and that he will restore to us all that our enemies have stolen. That's what I have to say.
Yes, but isn't that the same thing? Doesn't it coincide with the fasting that some people had today? A lot of people were fasting. I think it's even said, even the likes of Karamonde and a few other people were heavily engaged in fasting, asking God to help us, asking God to bring down his mercy, that we may go forth to restore his kingdom on this earth, which is the Biafran Republic. We are going to be a republic. All this, that king, this king, that will be washed away. We never had them before. We're not likely to have them ever again. We want a country of equality and egalitarian society where men and women are born equal before God and the law. We use God as our compass, as our moral compass. We are not evangelizing. We are not trying to convert people forcibly. We are not trying to overemphasize the need for religiosity. What we are trying to do is to draw some kind of a moral guidance from what the scripture says, not just the New Testament, Which is somehow, but especially from the Old Testament, which we know to be abundant with the truth and how things are supposed to be, because anybody who is conversant with our way of life, with our culture, by which we mean the culture of the Doma people, the Igbo people, the Anoma people, the Kwa Igbos. I will leave people to go and find out who the Kwa Igbos are. The same way they had before, it used to be the Kwa Igbo, now we have the Delta Igbos, whatever that also means. We ask people to go and discover who these people are. The Ndokwa people, the Ijo people, the Shekiris and the Rebels, although some people are disputing that. We are asking them to please go and try and find out if there is any biblical edict in the Old Testament that is out of place in our day-to-day existence in that part of the world. My contention is very simple, that everything you find in the Bible has resonance in the way that we live our lives as a people, as a free people under God. If you're joining us for the very first time, that this is Radio Biafra. We are coming to you all the way from Houston in Texas. We have been in another part of Texas called Corpus Christi. That is where we came down to this place from today. Clifford, you've been driving for very many hours. I don't know, what time did you get up in the morning to come and pick us up anyway?
2 a.m.
You got up around 2 a.m. in the morning. And you've been awake. You're doing very, very well. You drove all those thousands upon thousands of miles. And again, you have come back here again to broadcast with us. You brought us from Corpus Christi to this very wonderful city called Houston here in Texas. And we are very grateful to you for what you have done. The same way we are grateful to our brother Moses Wigwe for being an excellent host and benefactor of Radio Biafra, unshakable in his belief that Biafra must be gotten by every means possible. The only place I disagree with him is the staunch defense of the American Igbos. If I can put it that way, not American Biafrans. The way he was defending them very staunchly and saying that we should allow them, that in the fullness of time they will come to their senses. And we are glad to report that Radio Biafra will be presenting from San Francisco Bay Area. It is confirmed. A few Biafrans were resurrected yesterday. They came forward to say that it will be a travesty for Radio Biafra to be in the United States without visiting San Francisco. So we are going to San Francisco to broadcast, San Francisco being in California. We are not going very close to Hollywood. I'm not sure that that's where Los Angeles is, isn't it? The city of angels. No, we're not. We're going to San Francisco area, and then from there, hopefully, we are proceeding to Chicago for onward journey to New York, and then to Baltimore, Maryland, before we then visit Canada. So we are welcoming all of you who are joining us today for the very first time. We are reminding everybody that this is Radio Biafra, that you can join our interactive session via the following contact numbers. If you have a telephone, it is +1 404 7898 796. On Tango, it is +44 78 313 0836. And on Viber, it is +44 758 171 2444. If you call us and you're unable to get hold of us, please stay where you are. We shall endeavor to try and call you back. Once again, I'm on Namde Kano. I'm here with our brother and host here in Houston, Texas, Clifford Iranya, and also our dear sister, Chidera Akabo. And we are welcoming your calls. We would like you to guide us on how we are going to present these things today. But before we go on to that, please, before we go on to that, why is it that Oko and that very part of Anambra State has been suffering from erosion for a very, very long time and nobody is doing anything about it? Why is it that we can find money to bribe, give the Nigerian Army $200 million? We can find money to go and buy God knows how many SUV vehicles to bribe traditional rulers. Why can't we find money to fix Oko Polytechnic that is being washed away by erosion?
Well, Director, I think the answer is simple. You know, it's like they are after their own pocket. Peter Obi himself, he knows truly that once we are done with the worldwide protest demonstration we're going to have, the next thing is to come back to Biafra land and sweep away all the workers of iniquity. And so he is trying to find a way to escape. But what I'm promising Peter Obi today, tonight, in Biafra land, or this afternoon in Houston, that there is no escape. The only thing he has to do is to leave that environment as soon as we are done with our worldwide protest. You can buy all the traditional rulers, you can buy all the military, but when the Biafrans arise, there is no stopping us. And let nobody make any mistake about it. We are ready. I am an engineer. I know what it is. I know what it takes. to bring down the entire oil industry in that zoo called Nigeria. I know I have the will, I have the capacity, I have the knowledge, and I know others too who have. Therefore, it is a warning to all politicians, all Abuja-sponsored politicians, those who call themselves governors, senators, you better start packing your bag and baggage it, because that place will not contain you and Biafrans.
Thank you very much. We are receiving reports from one of our listeners and also confirmed by our main studios in London that there are frequent breakages in the in transmission. Please, we're asking you to refresh your browser. If you encounter any breakage, please refresh your browser. We are looking forward to presenting this program uninterrupted from here in Houston, Texas. There was something we were discussing on our way here about this 20%. What is it about, please? This 20% rule, which I want us to enlighten our listeners about and for us to share or to partake in what it means to absorb it, to take it in and make it part of our day-to-day mantra, part of our day-to-day existence. For those of them who are concerned or worried about the level of involvement of our people here in the United States, please.
Yes, Director. Biafrans, wherever you are and listening to this program, correct me, Director, if I'm wrong, they have internet access before they can listen to this program live.
Yes,
at this point
that is time. Correct, yes.
Now, wherever you are, fellow Biafrans and friends of Biafra, listening to this program, you have internet access. I want you to do me a favor. Take a pen and paper and write down this. P-A-R-E-T-O. I repeat, P-A-R-E-T-O. And then write, give a space and write the word law. Pareto law. Go to Google and check what Pareto law means. However, in summary, Pareto law is called the 80-20 law. It is also called the law of the vital few.
Sorry, it says it's called the Pareto law.
P-A-R-E-T-O.
Is that correct? The Pareto law. Yeah. What does this law? What is this law like? Because you're a scientist, you're an engineer. So all this, is it a natural law or unnatural law? Which one is this?
It is a natural law.
Okay, it's a natural law. Yes.
What Pareto law states that in a group or in a process or in organization, that 20% of the people or effort or resources will generate 80% of the gain. In other words, if you have an organization that makes profit, that 80% of the profit comes from 20% of the time spent on the process. Also, 80% of the sales come from 20% of the product. Where I'm going with this is this: we don't need 100% Biafran to participate, or Igbo.
Before we can achieve Biafra.
Yes, and that is why I was talking to the director on our way to Houston from Corpus Christi. We just need a selected few. And director has always said it, that Biafra is a spiritual calling. Only those who are called. Therefore, if you are looking up to those who are not called, we are wasting our time. It is a spiritual calling. And the 80-20 Pareto law applies in this situation.
When you say this 80-20, what it means is that all we need is about 20% of the people, and then what we are looking for will be accomplished. So that you are saying that rather than asking everybody, of course it would be a very good idea for everybody to come out in the United States, and we are saying that there has been signs of improvement. From the telephone calls I've had so far, that things are moving in the right direction. Our people are waking up in the U.S., which is a very wonderful thing. That was why we had to make a very hard-hitting program in Corpus Christi to arouse the consciousness of our people. And we are glad to report that is happening at this very minute. We don't hate anybody. We love everyone and want everybody to come along. We want it to be 100%. But what we are saying, and backed up by law, is that only 20% of the people will be able to make that effective change. And it also go on to say that only 20% of the world population is
in charge of the order of in fact all the wealth in this whole world is owned by only 20% of the world, but in the zoo itself I think it's less than that. I think it's about, is it up to 0.2%?
Nope.
That is controlling everything in that country, impoverishing everybody else. That is why the help of everybody is needed. We all need to put hands together to make sure that we get Biafra, a Biafra of truth and honesty, a Biafra of resolute men and women, determined, dedicated to the restoration of their rights and their dignity as a people. A lot of things are happening, and when I read some of this news, it makes my heart bleed. If anyone told Gowon, who is now hiding in London, if anyone were to tell Gowon in this life that the same people that he served would turn around and kill his people, will he believe it? I don't think he will.
You will not.
No, if somebody turned around and said to, when Ken Saro-Wiwa was leading the Nigerian killers all around Port Harcourt and River State, showing them everywhere, presiding over abandoned property, did Ken Saro-Wiwa know that the same Hausa people would kill him?
No.
He didn't know that. But that is what it happens when you dine with the devil. You are always advised to use a very long spoon, or else you will be consumed in the process. Ken Saro-Wiwa went against the Biafran people that did nothing and was rightfully consumed. The same thing happened to Gowon. We did nothing to Gowon. We did nothing to his people. He claims he's a Christian. He came and presided over a genocidal war against the Biafran people. What is today happening to his own people? The same thing that is happening to the people of Plateau State today, of which I personally take no delight in observing them go through the same pain and torture, is that the same thing will befall everybody who, by their own act, either commissioned or omitted, engages or seeking to engage in any activity that will derail the Biafran restoration project. Be it man or woman, the same thing that happened to Gowon's people will also happen to you. You are tampering with God's project, and when you tamper with it, a lot of things will befall you. It is only God himself who can punish the people of Biafra. No man or woman is allowed to do that. Only God himself is allowed to appoint people to go and punish his own children, the Biafrans in this case, and not any other person. And he has used the Hausa people to do that for a very long time. And we are saying that enough is enough. That this is Radio Biafra coming to you from Houston, Texas. And once again, please, if you wish to engage us or be part of our program, you know the number to call. Please, that this is Radio Biafra. We'll attempt to take these calls, and we know that some of you have been calling. We are asking you to please be patient. We will return all your calls if you call us via Skype or Viber. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Good evening, Mr. Landy. My name is Chibuzo. I'm calling from New Delhi.
Chibuzo from India. That is New Delhi. Please go ahead. The world is listening. Go ahead. You are the first caller today. Please go ahead.
Okay. I have been listening to Radio Biafra since 2011, and I have been enjoying the program very well.
Yes.
So, and today is my first time of calling, and I'm calling regarding American people. So, my brother, you understand?
Yes.
So, I thank you very much. You particularly, I thank you very much. Come on to call. Oh, man,
they can't call.
Eh?
They cannot call.
But to call is very hard for them. It's very, very bad. It's very bad. So one of the new
Yes, I agree with you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much. Yes, Clifford, yes. You're in America. What defense have you got to offer for those? No, not you, not Moses, not Cletus, not Martins, not our brother Uche, and not the people, the Amajuyis we're going to see in San Francisco, in California, and not the people who have kindly said that they're going to host, that are going to host me, not Radio Biafra, we must make that very clear. They said they're going to, my people are here in Houston, Texas in great numbers, and they were delighted that I am in town, and they want to host me here. I would prefer they host Radio Biafra, not me. So that's Biafra. But of course, we'll go there and preach Biafra to them. Because
Yeah, director, for me, I will sound totally different from fellow Biafrans who reside here in United States. I don't want to give excuses. If you cannot take the heat in the kitchen, then you better get out. We don't need you. We don't need everybody. Anyone who wants to volunteer, who has that interest to participate, fine. I make no apologies at all. If anybody is interested, come on board. But one thing I'm assuring Biafrans, friends of Biafra, is that we are moving on. There is no stopping us. And anybody that tried to stop us, the person will be 6 feet below.
Yes, but the thing is that, as we said, when the giants went when the people went to go and spy the land of the giants, as the Bible leads us to understand, out of the 12 people that were sent, only two came back and said, we can take this land. The other 10, I don't know, did they leave Israel and go somewhere? Because what is happening to us is that, is it a matter of selection? Why is it that our people are finding it very difficult to engage? As our brother said, from India, people are calling from India. God knows what time it is in India. People are calling. We are receiving a message here from Pastor Levy, who is in Thailand. People are awake praying for Biafra. He is reporting here that we just finished our Biafra night prayers in our church. As we know that today is our fasting and prayer, we did it. We have just closed. This is Pastor Levy reporting from Thailand. These are people suffering. It is a thing of shame and of hurt that ordinary Malaysia, where people are running from immigration, where people are struggling, where our people are being locked up, arrested arbitrarily, and their businesses destroyed, they have more interest in Biafra than people enjoying life in America. It is painful. It is very, very painful, and our American people must know this. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Yeah, this is the Pastor Levy speaking.
Yes, please, Pastor.
From Thailand.
Yes, go ahead. You have just finished your prayers. We are just reading a message from you. You have just finished your prayers because today is our day of fasting. You have just finished your prayers. Is that correct? Yes, can you hear me, Pastor Levy? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? I don't think we can. I think we may have lost him. We ask him to please try and call back. Please. The other 10 that came back and said that the land was full of giants, did they have to go somewhere? Did some of them come to America from the Bible? Because it seems our own, all the people coming to this very country, a lot of them, 80% of them, I'm sure there are 20% that we can get from here, 80% of them are completely lost. Why they are lost, only God can know that, and we don't know. Are you with us now, Pastor Levy? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? We cannot hear you. Please, we ask you call back, or you call the phone, please, or you call our phone line. Our phone line is open. We are here in Houston, in Texas, in the United States, broadcasting Radio Biafra to the ends of the earth. Radio Biafra is received in every country of the world. It is received in every country of the world. We are asking you, wherever you are, if you want to join our program this evening, the number to call is +1 404 789 8796. Hello, can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, please go ahead. The line, your line was unstable.
Pastor Levy Neku.
Yes, Pastor Levy. From
where?
Okay, we have Biafrans in Thailand, is that correct?
Richard,
you won't hear.
Richard, when you must stay,
Ngokpala, Imo State, wonderful people. You are in Thailand. You have been praying for Biafra today, yes?
Yes, we did a lot of prayer with our pastor.
Thank you very much. We are counting on you people in Thailand also, the same way we are counting. Let them come. One at a time. Please, one at a time. Greet our people listening.
Life in America, how can you ever?
Oh, yeah,
well,
not one at a time.
One at a time.
My name is Nzeribe Amajoye.
Amajoye Nzeribe.
Hello.
From where? Where are you from?
I'm from Imo State.
Where?
In Thailand.
In Thailand. Imo State are wonderful people. If we leave the Biafran to go to Imo State, they will get it. Imo State is very, very
good. Yeah, Stambale.
Mbano, wonderful. This is Radio Biafran.
Live.
We are broadcasting live from Houston in Texas.
Okay.
Okay.
I came to pray for the Biafra today.
You came to pray. That is wonderful.
Biafra, we
Because unu ekwe ekpere ka mmụọ nnabata nwanne bata n'ime ụmụnnanya na America, biko unu kpesi ekpere ike n'ihi na ndị n'ebe a furu efu. Ndewo, ndewo, ndewo. That is the thing to ask for, isn't it? To take a bit of the spirit in Thailand, a bit of the spirit. They want to pray. Some of us are, some people, not some of us, God forbid, some people are here in America. All they care about is work. We have the reason why Radio Biafra is here is to wake up the American country, to wake up our people, the consciousness of Biafra in our people that are sleeping in the United States. That is why we are here. So if we spend each passing second of our program lamenting on the issue of the non-Biafranization of our people in America, it would not be a time wasted. We are here to bring the good news of Biafra restoration, to bring about the redemption of Biafra as preached by Radio Biafra, the only platform owned by all the people together, wherever they may be in the world. That is why our listenership, that is why our membership spans every country on this planet. That this is Radio Biafra coming to you live and direct on this day, the 28th of June, 2013, from Houston here in Texas, in the presence of our host Clifford Irani and also our sister Chidera Akubo. Why is Imo State? Imo State is very strong. Biafra is always Imo State people. Well, why is that?
Because we're the Eastern Heartland.
You're the Heartland, yes, but with a Hausa man in charge of Imo State. Albeit the hoodwinked us, if we had known, we would have voted for him. But Imo State, everything aside, is a very, very formidable area. We like them. When Owerri fell, we took Owerri back from our enemies. It fell again, we took it again. The only place we took twice, which is a very, very, the clearest manifestation of bravery, or the clearest testament that the people of Imo State or Owerri area or the areas surrounding Owerri or former Okigwe zone or Okigwe region is exceptionally formidable, and we are counting on them and also relying on them to give. That is why myself personally, I even want the capital of Biafra to move to Owerri. It will have more security than if it were to be in Enugu, but that is a debate to be had another day. I am also insisting that the headquarters of the Council of Elders of the Indigenous People of Biafra should be in Enugu for the time being, subject to any changes later on, with offices in every local government area you can find in that part of the world. This is Radio Biafra. We're welcoming you wherever you are. If you want to join us, our number is +1 404 789 8796. I repeat, +1 404 789 8796. Please, Clifford, why is it seems to me that when you were speaking to people, telling them about Radio Biafra coming, what was their fears? What is their fear? Is their fear that if they mention Biafra, they will be arrested? What exactly was the problem? What goes through their mind when they talk about Biafra in this part of the world, please?
Basically, I think they are afraid that when you talk about Biafra, spontaneously what will happen will be civil war. Because I remember speaking to somebody in London a couple of days ago about Biafra, and on Skype, and he said, look, this thing, we don't want war again. We don't want to, even some people, this particular lady from my own very community who responded to me on Skype and said, we don't want war, we are tired of war. That is the problem. They are afraid of war. But what they have forgotten, or what they don't know, is that talking about Biafra does not necessarily mean going to war. But if it will result to that, so be it. Because there's a popular saying that no pain, no gain.
Yes.
I truly believe that we will get Biafra, and we don't necessarily have to go to war.
We don't have to go to war to get Biafra. There's no need for it. We fought a war before, so we are not going to go to war again. But there are some things we need to do both legally. Yes, please go ahead.
Yes. However, I also support what Uche Mefo has been saying consistently on Radio Biafra. And what has he been saying? Uche Mefo has consistently said that every human being has the right to defend himself or herself. If I want to be liberated and you are stopping me and you are blocking me from moving out, adding to that, you come charging on me, I have every right to defend myself with every means possible. Therefore, if Biafra is pushed to the wall, Biafras have the right to defend themselves.
Yes, and we're going to. We are receiving confirmation that Gowon has left England. He's not in England anymore. This is why we have a highly educated listener base. They are telling us he is relaxing in French Riviera. That is where he is. They commit atrocities in Africa and they come to Europe, and these European governments let them in. The same thing would not happen, the same nonsense would not happen with any European head of state running to Africa. They would demand immediately for their repatriation, for their return. What exactly is happening, I do not know. We are trying to reestablish contact with our people in Thailand because we want to speak to them. We want to get their names respectively, one after the other, individually, one after the other. We want to know who they are. They have been praying for Biafra, and we want to know what is motivating them to pray for Biafra, because Biafra is going to stand. Biafra is going to come regardless of what our people in America does. Biafra is going to come in truth and in all honesty. That is why we are here, and that this is Radio Biafra. They said a lot of, okay, where do you find our people in Houston, Texas? Where are they congregating, and what do they do? When they wake up in the morning, what do? They just go to work. What do they actually do? What are they doing here?
Work, and work, and pay bills. And then on weekends, they go to Paris.
That's what they do?
Yes. Like you had the conversation I had with somebody today, there's a party coming up this night, starting from 10 o'clock, ending up to 2 or 3 a.m.
And then from tomorrow, the same cycle of life starts again.
Continues.
It's all work. It is terrible. It is very, very terrible. And what are we going to do to cleanse these people? How do we cleanse them? How do we recover? Because maybe we need to go back home and start telling our people in the villages that we are lost here. How do we recover them? Anyway, before you answer that, the time has just come to 8 p.m. in London, 8 p.m. in Biafraland. It is 2 p.m. Is that correct? It is 2 p.m.
Yes.
Here in Houston, Texas. My internal clock is just messed up all over the place. I'm even feeling the strains and it as well, because I don't know where what is what anymore. The people in Thailand are telling us, because their connection is a bit poor this evening, they are telling us that in less than no time we will hear from Thailand what they are going to do. We are also waiting for all the good people who support Biafra in truth and honesty to be able to coalesce around your friends and your brothers. Go and look for your people. Chawandie Bunu. Look for genuine Biafrans. That is what we want. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? No, can you hear me, the caller on Skype? No, our lines this evening are not they are not as fantastic as they normally are. We'll try and correct it. Of course, this is Radio Biafra. We'll fix everything. This is Radio Biafra. Go ahead, please give us your name and where you are.
My
Yes, give us your Balata Igweri, turn it off, please, and speak to us via the phone. Give us your name and where you are.
Let me call back.
Yes, you may be able to do that. You're more than welcome to call back. Maybe he wanted to confirm that he can hear his own voice on radio. That is why he's calling. Now, this is Radio Biafra in Houston, Texas. How do we begin to sensitize our people? Is there anything that they want us to do? The people that you spoke to, what do they want us to do for them to listen or to understand that Biafra is here to save them?
I think what we may have to do is to engage them head on, face to face. Let me give you an example, an experience I had a couple of days ago.
Before you give us that experience, let us try and take this call and see if it will go through. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra, the caller on Skype. Can you hear me? Let us try and take this call again and see if... Can you hear me, the caller on Skype?
Hello?
This is Radio Biafra. Please raise your voice. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Hello?
Yes, we can hear you. We can hear you very well. Give us your name and where you are.
This is NDBC. I'm calling from Qatar.
NDBC from Qatar. This is Radio Biafra in Houston, Texas. Please go ahead. What would you like to say?
I just want to contribute something about the governor building billions of naira in Abuja.
Yes.
You know, it's a pity.
Hello?
Okay. I heard it here in Radio Biafra. I feel so sad, you know. We are talking about, can you hear me?
Very well, we can hear you. Loud and clear, we can hear you. Yes. Please go ahead, we can hear you.
Hello, okay, we need 7.5 billions of naira to elevate the
erosion.
Hello.
Yes, it erosion.
Yeah, the erosion. The erosion.
Yes.
And the governor is busy establishing another people's land with such huge amount of money.
Yes.
You know, I just hope he can hear this now, because I don't know that Peter Obi is doing nothing in Anambra. Sorry to say this, but he's not doing anything in Anambra State. I'm from Anambra. I'm not happy at all with him. Okay, and I just want to thank you so much for your efforts.
Thank you.
And for the people that are hosting you there in Texas, it's not easy. Just want you to keep on with your work. Okay.
Thank you very much, and God bless you. Thank you. Please, you're an engineer. Let me ask you, dear brother, if we were to be given 200 million. On top of that, the money for buying SUV, is it 200 SUV vehicles at $30,000 per one SUV? Can you stop erosion in Oko or not?
You can do that and still have enough money to do other developmental projects.
I'm not an engineer, so I have to ask you. Let's take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? No, they can't hear me because their line has a fault, because we took a call from Qatar and their line has a fault. You can do a lot with that amount of money and there'll be change left.
Yes.
So why are they not doing it? Why are they not checking the erosion menace? Why are they busy giving money to the military? Why are they busy buying SUVs, bribing people rather than using the same money to cure the ills in the society?
Because they are wise. Wise in the sense that they know that their last days are coming. They know that we are coming to sweep them out of the house of God. And because of that,
let's take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Turn your system down, please. Turn your system down. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes. Yes, we can hear you. Go ahead. Give us your name and where you are. Good evening, my brother. Your name and where you are, please.
Yeah, I'm...
I think there's a problem. There is a problem with our. Sorry, where are you calling from? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, give us your name again, please, and where you're calling from. Your land wasn't very stable.
Can you hear me? I don't think they can. The line is not entirely stable today, but we'll proceed. Yes, you're saying that you can do quite a lot with it, but what is driving these people to go and be building shopping malls in Abuja in the case of P2B, or supporting the Nigerian military when there is something to be done with money? And what type of mentality fuels the people that keep supporting them? What is going on in our brain cells that we can't understand when we are being taken for a ride?
Poverty mentality. That's what it is. You're asking why Peter Obi and his likes are doing what they are doing. Now, after the worldwide protest demonstration, the next thing we are going to do is to go back to Biafra land, use the momentum we have built from the protest, and sweep away all the workers of iniquity.
Yes,
from where will they go? They have to go somewhere, and so they are investing in where they will flee to, where they will run to
when they are chased. Let us try to take this call. Can the caller on Skype hear us?
Hello.
Yes. Please give us your name and where you are.
Okay. Good morning. I'm Chibike calling from Malaysia.
Chibike from Malaysia. Malaysia are wonderful people. Please go ahead. The world is listening.
Okay. My chairman, I'm happy you are doing for us to regain Biafra.
And Chibike, stay where you are. Chibike, stay where you are, because I love Malaysia so much, so you stay where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are, please.
Yes, I'm calling from Malaysia.
From Malaysia as well. These are great people from Malaysia. Please go ahead. Go ahead.
This is Odnaka Chukwu from Imo State.
Odnaka Chukwu, another Imo State person fighting for Biafra. Please go ahead. We are listening.
Yes, actually, I want to thank you for the good work you have been doing so far. I've been listening to Radio Biafra, though I've not been called. Although I've been listening to the programs and all that. But the issue I want to revisit is based on the...
We are listening. Go ahead. We are listening to you. Please go ahead.
Yes. The issue I want to revisit is based on the erosion in the Oko Polytechnic, Anambra State.
Yes.
I must tell you that people be is a regret to that state, because when I was in Anambra State, I was told that he's studying abroad. But it must be a regret to Anambra State that if they can have a man like that who's studying abroad, who does not have any regard to education, which happens to be the key word of any country or any economy which ought to be grown. Now, having known that I have not have any regard to that, is why an SUV jeep to Castle of Royal Fathers in Anambra State. That is one. Hello?
We are listening to you. Please go ahead. We don't interrupt people. We are listening attentively. Please go ahead.
All right. That is one. Two, if Peter Obi happened to be educated as we think, because I could remember when he was fighting with Ngige, which I know that his case, he won that case with Section 158, subsection 2 of the Republic of Nigerian Constitution, when he was going for his first tenure, which they say that he's going to complete his 4 years after Ngige was awarded and returned Ngige because of their visions in other Anambra State. I know I was playing the case vividly well. That is two. Number three, I could have loved the person who speak about Pareto law, which is said about HNT law. I want him to revisit that you can understand that vividly well.
Yes, we'll come back to it after this call. We'll come back to it. That law is our lecture for today, because it is important we begin to tune our minds to what is going to come in the future by opening up our eyes to things that we never knew before. This 80-20 law is fascinating to me. It's something I want to engross or bury myself in to understand how it operates, because if we apply it diligently in America, we will succeed. Because we have, in fact, 100% here is sleeping. Please go ahead.
All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate so much. And I will listen to that, to hear that.
Yes, please.
I'm so much interested in that law.
We are going to revisit it. Thank you very much for calling. Our wonderful people in Malaysia and from Imo State, for that matter. I'm going to change my where I come from Abia to Imo. I'm going to change. I think I'm allowed to change my place of birth. Am I allowed to do that?
No.
I'm not allowed to do that. But I want to become an Imo person. I am enamored by their approach to this struggle. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. The caller on Skype, give us your name and where you are, please. Hello? I think we have lost them. That was Dr. Gemba. I don't know, maybe Skype is not as stable as we would like it to be. Please, you can call us back. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? Dr. Gemba, can you hear me?
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Hello, yes, Nanda, I can hear you because I don't know if it's me you are referring to. Yes. Good evening to you, who are our host, and obviously our listeners scattered all over the world. I want to contribute to a couple of things. First of all, you keep on saying in state people are very active in this struggle. Obviously they are. As a matter of fact, you know that it is in Imo State that the Republic of Biafra was declared in Aharam Bise, where I happens to come from. That's where it is. Biafra was declared, and then Bise people and the Imo State people are obviously very, very prominent in this. You don't have to change to come to Imo State. At least be one man person that will help and encourage other Abia people to come out and play.
But we are there already. Let us not forget that we hosted the last Biafran headquarters is in my village. Yes, so we must not forget that. Yes.
The last stand, that is...
The last stand was in my village. We must make that very clear. Correct. The last stand was at Isiama Farubu in Ibeku.
That's probably why you grew up to appreciate Biafra and decided to dedicate your life to Biafra. So you are doing the line of what happened in Umahia and what happened in Mbise and what Imo State people are doing. That's, yes, by the way. Let me talk about P2B. P2B and Okorocha, what's his first name? Rochas Okorocha in Imo State. They are a very, very big disgrace and disappointment to the people of Imo and their state. And there happens to be one of the two of them supposed to, they are young, pretty young, although I senior them, they are pretty young. They represented a lot of hope to people when they come. Now, do you remember when he came here, we had the opportunity of hearing him say, I personally hear Okorocha in particular, said 2 weeks before he took over Imo State, before he was sworn in, he said in London, in southeast London, if he remember, that he is like somebody who he can't wait to deliver, and added that everybody saying that Samumbakwe, everywhere you go, Samumbakwe, everything, Samumbakwe did in Imo State is he cannot be surpassed. He opened his mouth. I don't want to qualify him further by saying that what he is going to do in Imo State, no one will remember Samumbakwe again after he finished doing what he's going to do in Imo State. Well, I personally, myself and those who had him will hold him to those words. But there's nothing he has done in Imo State that is pointing to that direction. That's for him for now. But going back to Anambra State and to P2B, he is even a greater disappointment. You know, my brother with you there in the studio said that it is a poverty mentality. It is because of poverty.
Hello? Hello, doctor, are you there?
Our Skype is unstable. It's unstable. We'll try and look into it and resolve it. Our Skype is unstable. We'll try and resolve it. Let us go and take this call. We need to resolve this very issue. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name. The caller on the phone, give us your name and where you're calling from, please. Hello.
James,
yes, your name, please, and where you're calling from.
Yes, hello.
Yes.
Yeah, my name is James Ashley. I'm calling from Malaysia.
James from Malaysia, please go ahead.
Okay, okay. Nandi, I just want to thank you for your wonderful work. It's been a nice hearing from you. I'm so glad for what you have said earlier, and I pray that God will always guide and protect you for this juncture. You see, our brothers in here in Malaysia, they are hearing the news, and I'm trying my best to ensure that we are going to disseminate this information across Malaysia and otherwise. So I just want to use this medium to thank you and your crew members. So we will support, pledge our support towards restoring the Biafra as a nation. And so do let me know when there will be when you are coming to Malaysia for a broadcast.
Yes. Thank you very much. I would let you know what to do now. Are you on Skype?
Sorry?
Do you have a Skype account? Are you on Skype? In a Skype?
I have a Skype account. Yes,
Then you take down these details. Write down EK Enyago. Okay. IKE dot Enyago. Eny being elephant. Ago is tiger. Ike Enyago.
Okay.
Ikechuku, short for Ikechuku.
Okay. Enyago.
Ike dot Enyago. Go and join them.
Okay.
Join them this very moment because I know what they do. They are even online listening as a group. Go and join them immediately and be part of Malaysia because Radio Biafra will be coming to Malaysia at the invitation of the Consultative Council in Malaysia. Okay? Join them. Join them there immediately and see what they're doing. Okay?
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you and God bless you. Thank you very, very much. That's our brother called. Malaysia is I don't know. They deserve to have a radio station broadcasting from Malaysia 24/7. They will do something about it. It puts America to shame. Let's go back to what our brother said about this 2080 thing. We need all the points and all the arguments to be able to support this assertion of 2080. And before, what I want to, how old is the Bible? Let us follow it that way. How old is the Bible? Is as old as older than man? Is that correct?
Yes.
And that particular law that you mentioned, when did it come out?
It came out in the 20th century, 19 something.
In the 19th century or thereabout.
Yes.
And, you know, hopefully it was formulated or structured by people who don't even believe in God themselves. And my maths is not particularly accurate, so you have to forgive me. That's why I'm not an engineer. I didn't like maths when I was growing up very much. Can you tell me what percentage is? This is, please go back to the Bible, and we want to relate the spiritual to the temporal. Temporal being the analysis being presented, this 20% rule. We want to come from it, first of all, to establish a spiritual interpretation, then we extrapolate it and bring it into modern reality. Please read that portion of the Bible again so we understand. I want you to go in there and read that portion of the Bible for us, please, so we understand what it means before we then bring it out from the spiritual, which is the Bible, put it into a temporal setting to understand what we are talking about, because it is important that we go into this so that those of them who are sneering at the sideline will understand that we can function perfectly well without them. We must make it abundantly clear. We are apologizing to anyone trying to get hold of us on Skype. We don't know what is happening. I don't know if Dr. Genba is still there on Skype waiting for us. I do hope and pray he's there. Let us try to take this call. We have a caller coming in. Let us try and take this call and see what they have to say. We must lecture our people. We must enlighten our people. We must educate our people this evening. Is the caller there? The caller on Skype, give us your name and where you are, please. Hello, the caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, give us your name and where you are.
Adama,
this is speaking. Yes, Adama from South Africa. Go ahead, the world is listening. Adama, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Please go on.
This
the world.
Adama speaking.
Yes, Adama, we can hear you. Please go ahead. We can hear you. Go ahead and turn your system off. We can hear you. Go ahead. I don't think the line is as stable as it should be. This is Radio Biafra. No,
am I speaking to Radio Biafra?
This is Radio Biafra, live from Houston, Texas. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Yes, this is Dr. Okorie calling from Ibadan, in the zoo.
Dr. Okorie in the zoo at Ibadan. You are a doctor, so you should be able to... Yes.
Dr. Okorie is calling from Ibadan in Nigeria.
Go ahead.
You don't have a sir.
We are listening to you. Can you hear me?
I think I'm through with Radio Biafra.
Yes, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Yes,
can you hear me?
Yes, am I talking to my own brother, Brother Nnamdi Kanu?
This is Nnamdi Kanu in Houston, Texas, in the United States, bringing Radio Biafra to the world. Yes.
Yes.
Go ahead,
yes,
please.
Thank you for your wonderful work to the people of Biafra and Biafra itself.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm very, very grateful for your work, the way you are touring the whole world, because of the love which you have for your people. I'm very, very grateful for your wonderful work.
Thank you. I'm thankful
to the Editorial Board of Radio Biafra, the UN Human Rights, and you particularly, my own brother, Mr. Nnamdi Kanu.
Yes, Doctor, are you from Abia State? I'm looking for brothers now. I'm looking for relatives from Abia who supports Biafra. Are you from Abia?
I'm from Abia.
Are you from Abia State?
Hello?
Yes, are you from Abia State?
No, I'm from Anambra State.
Okay, we are all one. I'm looking for help from Abia because I'm inundated with people from Imo State. Their enthusiasm is infectious. It's very good. So I was hoping and praying that you're from Abia.
I'm from Anambra, and what I want to comment is that I'm actually listening to Radio Biafra this night. If you are thinking enough, you know that the lady is talking on my laptop right now. So I'm grateful for your work over there.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. We are grateful.
Yes,
and you are listening.
I'm very, very grateful. The thing is very full and very loud.
That's
and
good.
Very clear.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very
yes.
much. We are grateful. We are
yes.
we are in Houston,
yes.
Texas. But
yes.
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, like I said before, that whenever I have a month, I'm going to contribute to Radio Biafra and anything Biafra. I'm sticking to my words, but there are some things I'm still looking at. Because of speaking, I find myself here. So very soon I will try to do something.
Yes, please. Try and do something.
Hello?
Yes, we are here. We are waiting. The whole world is hearing your voice. Doctor, thank you very much for calling. We
yes.
are grateful. We are very grateful
yes.
for your call.
And I have been trying my best to contribute to the Biafra, the Radio Biafra comment site on website. And even I do... Do some comment on them and Facebook, maybe their first Facebook. I do comment there. And also, but from the particular interview granted to Dr. Dezeki, which I saw on David's show today,
yes.
where he was talking about government election coming up in Anambra State.
Yes.
I think based on the position he's holding right now, in Biafra struggle, I think it's going to be talking about something Biafra and how we can get Biafra on interview, not about the governorship election in the state.
Yes, I think we must.
Mm-hmm.
We'll tell you what is happening. What they are trying to do is that they know that Dr. Dozie Kedife is a heavyweight. When he speaks, people listen to him. So what they are trying, what Peter Obi and their cohorts are trying to do is to railroad Dr. Dozie Kedife.
into accepting the validity of the forthcoming Anambra elections, and in so doing be able to nullify what Radio Biafra is doing. Dr. Dozie Ikedife could not come out openly to speak in favor of any Anambra elections because the Council of Elders of the Indigenous People of Biafra is above Nigerian politics. They cannot be involved in it. We have not seen the article. We've not seen the interview. We will speak to him. And because of what you have said, we will get Dr. Dozie Ikedife live on air on Radio Biafra, if not this evening, then tomorrow, definitely to clear the air. We cannot be engaged in Nigerian politics. It is impossible. That is not what we want. That's not what we're going to get.
Yes, I'm thankful for that, for your explanation. Please, because in this particular point in time, we should be focused on what we are doing and what we want. Particularly, and I believe the view of majority, what we want is Biafra. We want total freedom. We don't want anything in Nigeria. And anything pertaining to the Nigeria election or Anambra or wherever, we don't want it.
Yes.
Thank you for a wonderful work. I'm very, very grateful.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you very much, and God bless you. Thank you very, very much, and God bless you. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
My name is Nigeria.
Yeah, you're calling from the zoo. You are calling from the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. And please go ahead. What would you like to say, please? Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm from
Thank you very much. We are grateful for that. Thank you very, very much. And God bless you. Continue to do the work that you're doing. And God will definitely bless you. Let us go to the Skype now and see if Skype is okay. This is Radio Biafra. We have our sister on Skype. Can you hear me? We are broadcasting from Houston here in Texas. Adamma, can you hear me? Adamma.
Yes,
your line is not very clear, but I'm sure you can hear us, please. What would you like to say? We are listening. And so is the whole world. Can you hear me? Now the line is extremely unstable. The Skype is extremely unstable. We'll try to work on it and see what we can do to try and restore it. We'll try and see what we can do to restore it. This is Radio Biafra. What would you like to say, please? You are very, very tired. You look very tired. You've been awake since for each person. You see why carrying of sin is a very funny thing. It's like you're carrying the burden and the sin of all the Igbo people in Houston on your head. You are trying to make up for everybody. That is why you couldn't sleep last night. You've been driving. You drove all the way. God knows that this country is too big. It's unbelievable. You drove for hundreds of miles, so to speak, from Houston here to Corpus Christi to pick us up. And you're here actively running all over the place. In fact, when we see people like Moses Wigwe and Martin and Cletus, we say, indeed, one in the number. It makes us very, very happy. We know we are not lost, that we are doing the right thing, that we are on the right path. This is Radio Biafra. Do we have a caller on Skype? We don't have it. Our Skype, we'll fix it anyway. This is Radio. We will always fix our problems. We'll have all these gremlins. We'll try and fix it. Let us go to this 80% rule. Tell me, out of 12 people, do you have the answer to the maths?
Yes.
Out of 12 people and 2 are positive, what percentage is 2 out of 12?
16.67, which can be rounded off to 20%.
That is wonderful. We are very, very bright here. I wish I could have done that math. You didn't Google it, did you?
No, No, I just calculated from my head.
You calculated from your head. That is very good. We don't like Google that much here. We want to use our brain. You know what? I didn't use calculator at school.
No.
You had to work it with Yes. Even in my bag in those days, there are sticks we used to carry in the bag for counting. You use it to count. There was no calculator then. Not these days. Every child has a calculator, has iPad, has Kindle Fire, Kindle Water, everything. They have everything. When we went to school, there was no calculator. So it can be rounded up to 20. Can we then revisit this 20% rule? That is what I call it, 20% rule. What you're saying in effect or what this rule is saying is that only 20% of our people can give us Biafra. We don't need 100%. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Hello, good evening from London. Val, from London.
Yes, yes. Go ahead. We are listening. Go ahead.
Yes, Director, let me thank you. Thank you and I appreciate your work. Thank Tidora. I appreciate her work and all her efforts. I also thank our board, I think, Clifford Irani.
Yes, Clifford Irani is hosting us in Houston, Texas. Yes, he's hosting us here.
We drove all the way to pick you up from Corpus Christi and drove back again and is still actively involved in what is going on. And I appreciate all your efforts. And I also thank Moses Mugwe, Dr. Moses Mugwe and the family for the hosting of your Biafra.
Yes.
And the brother came to join one of the broadcasts as
well.
Correct, I just want to say that about the Oko, protecting in Oko and people be having such a problem in his background and in his backyard and busy going around buying SUVs to to traditional owners and giving money to the army for grading a road. If you check the whole thing, you will see a pattern which runs around the whole of the South. I'm sorry to speak only about the Southeast states. Since 1999, since they said we got democracy. If you go to Anambra State in the time of Mbadeniju, it was the same story. Any increase in the Nigerians stay too long before we started hearing that he was kidnapped and was not kidnapped and police kidnapped him and then people became into the fair. All manner of people have come in. If you go to him and say, that's cool, then what didn't do better? No, Hakim was useless. And the rest of the just hanging on there, confused. You go to him with him around Kedmama and he was a hopeless basket. And Sullivan Chino is very unhealthy. You go to Sam Ogu. Was just there when the whole Afrika was Islamized, and that minority is too old, doesn't even know what leadership means. But if you come to across here, since 1999, they had been a book. Whom changed that state from a sleeping state to a state now that depends not on oil but on tourism to survive? And the guy that is there now, Lionel Mokley, is doing wonderfully well, continuing as a continuation of policy. Doing very well. You go to Akwa Ibom, Victor Atta laid the foundation of an airport before he left. Then got to Akwa Ibom, continued and has realized and made that international airport a reality. Then come to Abia. All Jim Yokali was just full of words with no action. Now, Tuyad Oji has also continued in the same line. If you look at the whole Southeast and look at all these political characters that since 1999, they are a disappointment. You come to when they had the opportunity to become Senate President of the Zoo. You saw what they did to each other. And when Chipugo, Adolf was not there, Adolf was not there, Chipugo Powers were not there, and Chipugo came in the man. They were just busy turning themselves into this big theater, this big opera. Everybody was watching. They are completely useless. We shouldn't expect anything to come from this group. Anybody expecting anything good to come from this group probably has not gone through the pattern, the trajectory of all of them throughout the whole Southeast. There is nothing to write them. Nothing to write them about them. So it's a continuation of the same rubbish. The only solution is one we already started. We've started it. We just have to stay focused. And the most important thing I think for me is that very transmitter, we need to get it and install it. So that as we are here talking, our brothers and sisters are listening. You see, the lawmaker in Imo that was chased out. If we had the transmitter, he wouldn't have been chased out. He wouldn't even have even come down from his car. he wouldn't have come down from his car to even talk about this. He would have known that these people are willing to even, you know, send him to Almighty God immediately. The fact of the matter is, we need that transmitter. Once we get it, then we are okay. Guys, I just want to add this. Let me leave you and me, the director. Get on with your job and we are right mid round and in support of you. Right on, you guys. Thank you.
Thank you very much, my brother. Let us go and take a call from Skype. Maybe our Skype is not behaving itself. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? Give us your name and where you are. Can you hear me? No, I don't think so. The Skype is not very, very favorable today. 16.2%, you said. Our brother has spoken. If we had transmitter, a lot of things would not be happening, would it?
16.7,
which is almost 20%. If we round it up, if it's over 5, at least I know that bit of maths. If it's over 5, isn't it?
Yes.
Then you round it up to the nearest and highest figure. So it is 20%. So the rule even applies even during the time of Joshua. Our brother is saying the need for us to have this transmitter. The reason why we need this transmitter is to so we can transmit. As the name sounds, transmitter means transmitting message to our people so they can get it on their various radios, tiny radios, because there's no light. So when there is no light, they can go and charge their battery. You know, we charge another song. You have the battery. You have now. I want to charge our battery. In the evening, you use it to listen to news. That is our own version of rechargeable battery. That is why we need that very transmitter working. Any help? I said I will not appeal for contribution on the air, and I'm not going to do that.
Just to add to what you're saying, Director, my father called me yesterday because I mentioned to him that I'll be hosting Radio Biafra in Houston. And then he said, okay, can he go to a business center? I said, well, that is going to cost you a fortune because,
it is, yes.
You know, when you go there, you pay for like 20 minutes, you pay like 30 minutes, but you're going to be paying for 4 hours.
That is correct.
Yes. You know, so that's going to be expensive. But if we are transmitting and they're able to receive it with a transistor radio,
yes.
I mean, all it will cost him is to buy 2 pairs of battery.
That's all.
You know, I already when Radio Biafra was transmitting in shortwave.
On shortwave. Yes, yes.
I went home. That was when I traveled back to Biafra land.
Yes.
And I bought 2 transistor radios, one for my dad and one for myself.
Yes.
I brought one of them back here to the U.S.
Yes.
You know, hoping to
continue to listen to it on shortwave. So
if we have this transmitter working, our Radio Biafra transmitting, then everybody will be able to get information.
Yes.
And we will know the atrocities. Because one thing Radio Biafra does is this. They will tackle you. They will expose you. They will name and shame all the criminals.
Yes. Name a go to the yard. We drive away evil. That is why we exist as Radio Biafra. Nothing more, nothing less. We are here to bring the truth to our people. Give us your name and where you are. Adama, we will be you. Adama, can
hello,
you?
Yeah. Can you hear?
Very well, loud and clear. Go ahead. Turn your system off. Banyoya, speak to us via Skype.
I don't know why the system is very poor today, but anyway, I will manage to talk.
Go ahead.
What I'm talking, I'm not trying to. To preach is not for preaching.
It is.
What is happening in Nigeria today, our people are supposed to have learned a lot of lessons.
Yes.
I don't believe that at this stage or at this point in life that we still need too much preaching for our people to know that the time is near for us to seek for our freedom.
Yes.
You understand?
Why
I call this to make some inquiry regarding to your coming to South Africa.
Yes.
Because we are getting prepared, like.
Yes.
Every day we get, every day we become more energized, more prepared and more equipped.
Yes.
Yes.
People are turning up every fucking minute.
Yes.
Like, we cannot to have you here. Tomorrow, I'm going to have a meeting with my people.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to the people from the other city. I will fetch them. Then we'll move to meet the people at the other side. All of us are going to have a meeting. And I think in that meeting, we'll talk about coming to this place, and we'll have to discuss and seal everything up.
Wonderful.
That is so wonderful. Because I also want to discuss with them about printing flyer, but I want to I want to use one stone to kill two birds.
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
I want while printing that flyer, I want to also make it like to have a date of your coming also, and to have a particular number which people can contact us when you are here.
Yes. On the first question, I can't give you a date now until we get into Canada. When we get into Canada, I can give you a precise date when Radio Biafra will visit South Africa. That is number one. And number two, I would expect people to get a SIM card for us there. Get a local South African SIM card, and you can start to distribute the number. So
that is what I want to confirm from you. Like,
yes.
Is it possible for us to get a SIM card, register it for Radio Biafra, so that as soon as you are here, we'll have to distribute the number, so that as soon as you are here, people will be able to get in touch with you.
Yes, yes, do that immediately. Do that immediately, and I'll be able to give you a date. If I speak to our sister who is hosting us in and our brother Chike, who is hosting us in Canada, and all our people in Canada, then we'll come back to you and give you a date when Radio Biafra will come to South Africa. Yes, but it has to be in July. Sorry, hello.
Stop coming back. Nothing is happening in America.
So nothing is happening. We should come back. Nothing is happening in America.
Come back and meet people with
people
with every willingness. The energy, the strength, ability and the enablement to work for Biafra.
Thank you very much. My brother here is next to Biafra. Thank you very much. We are proud of South Africa. We are proud of Malaysia. We are proud of those of you in Senegal. We are even proud of Canada. Canada is calling all the time. And in the United States, we are proud of the 20%. We have our 20% here. We are proud of them. Thank you very much, my dear sister. We'll give you the
20% is not a pass mark.
It's not a pass mark. It's true. It's not pass mark. But for America, we'll take your 20%.
They are supposed to get 60.
That is correct.
60 at least.
That is correct. You are right. Thank you very much. Prepare South Africa very well. You and Chukwu, they should prepare South Africa very, very well. Radio Biafra is coming to storm South Africa the same way we are doing, raising consciousness and awareness here in America. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you, Bana. That's, you disagreed, is it?
Yes,
sir. She's asking us to cut down the trip. We are not wanted in America. We should come to South Africa. Oh. We have people are dying to see Radio Biafra.
They are patriotic Biafrans in America.
Yeah, yes.
I am one of them. I'm very, very confident. I have that confidence to say I am one of them. Moses Iwe is one of them. Tony from Colorado. I know he's listening. Tony, and he's going to call.
Even our brother Prince in Tampa Bay in Florida is one of them. The Amajoye family in San Francisco is one of them.
There is another person, we cannot mention his name on the air because he hasn't asked us to mention his name. We have, I think, in New Jersey, we have a brother in New Jersey. We have a sister in Colorado as well. We have another sister in, they're all over the place. Even the lady we spoke to as we were driving down from Corpus Christi, we have people here. And we are praying for God to raise more people like the Moses Wigwes, like the Clifford Uranias, like the Martins of this world, the Clits of this world, the Uches of this world. We want more of those people to come on board, please. Because Biafra needs everybody. Let's take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype? The caller on
Skype.
Yes, can you hear me? Can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? No, they can't. Let us still treat this 80% because people are going all over the place. In fact, George Agogo has kindly posted the 2020 rule on Facebook because I can see it here on our monitors. He is saying that 80% of a stock is filled with 20% of the product. This is amazing. 20% of the customers account for 80% of the sales volume. 80% of the profit is achieved with 20% of the customers. 80% of the wealth is owned by 20% of the persons only in the zoo, where it is only 0.2%, not 20. 80% of the traffic pollution is produced by 20% of the vehicles. 20% of the advertising yields 80% of your campaign's result. 80% of customer complaints are about 20. It's amazing. It is amazing. So all we need is only 20% of Biafrans, and we have Biafra.
Exactly. We don't
this
need
is that. This is astonishing.
And keep in mind, Biafra is a spiritual calling.
Yes, it is, yes.
You have to be called. If you are not called, you will just be wallowing
in
desert.
Yes, that is true. I agree with you completely. We must also use the opportunity to thank our brother, or I don't quite know if it's a brother or a sister. The name is Destiny. Destiny is a woman's name, isn't it?
It's unisex.
I know Zoma is either way. Destiny can also go either way as well. But we must recognize the very wonderful work that our brethren, our fellow Biafran, is doing. And the name is they're adding a lot of people to Facebook, which is wonderful. It's Destiny Ben is a man, because there is Ben in the middle. Destiny Ben Ukekwe. Destiny Ben Ukekwe is adding a lot of people to the Facebook page. That is what we encourage other people to do. Do not be afraid of telling your friends who you are. How can you say you're a Biafran? So if you can't add your friends to the Facebook, see, when we get independence, you hide at the back. You don't want people to know that you're a Biafran, you'll be hiding. If you're not proud of Biafran now, how can you be proud of Biafran when it comes? That is why we want you to, if you don't, sometimes we just add two or three or four or five. There are ways to harvest all your friends and put them here. So it is a one-stop shop. If you come here, as I'm looking on the Facebook here right now in front of me, I have answers to this Pareto law. Pareto law, in a nutshell, in summary, is saying 20% of Biafrans will get Biafra. That's what is that correct?
Yes.
So we don't need everybody to be with us. Mm-hmm. Not everybody. So even the people in America who don't want to be part of what we are doing, we shove them to one side and continue what we are doing. But we also welcome them as prodigal sons and daughters when the time comes. Because if they ask us forgiveness, we will forgive them. It is called a coalition of the willing, according to Uche Mefor. He calls it a coalition of the willing. The bright minds in Biafra, when they grab one mind here, even the likes of Okoye Matthew is also writing, giving us a far more detailed analysis of what Pareto law is all about. These are intelligent people. If we unleash this intelligence on that dark country called Nigeria, they will not withstand us. They will collapse, and that is what Radio Biafra is doing. We are here to wake up the bones of even the dead, to rise up in unison so that we can go and take what rightfully belongs to us. Yes.
Yes, Director. I'm talking about adding friends in Facebook. Intentionally, I added my Yoruba friend. And when I did that, what I expected was what happened. What happened? This, my friend, his name is Rotimi Osho from Ekiti State, a petroleum engineer working for Shell in Nigeria.
Yes.
And he made a 14-point statement, and I promised him that I am going to respond to these 14 points. I will not be able to respond to all of them in one broadcast. Yes, but I will surely respond to 14, the 14 point.
Yes.
In addition, and that is why I told director that whenever he said that we get Biafra dying, we get Biafra or we'll die getting Biafra, he should also add that we will take down everybody with us, including internal and external enemies.
I agree with
and
you.
And where I'm going with that is this. Rotimi Osho from Ekiti State, petroleum engineer with Shell, gave a 14-point badadash. The same misconceived and nonsense they write about Biafran. And he was ably supported by an Igbo person. I'm not calling him Biafran yet. Going by what he wrote, an Igbo person, Bernard ABM from Nike. Fortunately, I know these two people very well.
And he has the right to respond. If he disagrees with you, he can phone in.
Yes.
Yeah. Call his name and tell him if he disagrees, he can phone in or give us his number so we can call him.
Yes.
Whatever he is, so he can respond to what you're saying.
I worked with Rotimi Osho in the same company, and Bernard ABM worked for me as a contractor. But now he is working for Rotimi Osho as a contractor. And so you see where the loyalty lies.
Yes.
In other words, money is thicker than blood.
That is correct.
So I am going to respond to Rotimi Osho's 14-point statement, and I will respond to each of them. But I will do that as we progress, Director.
Thank you very, very much. We are very grateful also to somebody by the name of Don Pimpim. I don't know what that name means, but that's their name. They're adding friends. In my father's house, there are many mansions for everybody to occupy. We are also welcoming Don Pimpim, whatever that means. By Don, I know it is a man. Is that correct? We are also Orderly Joe Moluku. You're adding your friends to Facebook, and also Destiny Ben as well. You are doing the same. We ask you to also urge your friends to add their. Stop being afraid. We are in court with Nigeria. Some people who don't understand English language don't know that there is a difference between struck out and dismissed in a court of law. Because the case was struck out for us to go and amend our lines and come back to court, people say, it's been dismissed. There's quite a lot of work to be done. Education system will be overhauled from Otakara to Mahadum. It has to change because some people don't quite understand the English language very, very well. This is Radio Biafra. We are broadcasting from Houston here in Texas. Give us your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hello.
Yes.
My name is Martin. I'm here calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
Yes, the great man himself. This is Radio Biafra. We are now deeply ensconced in Houston, Texas, broadcasting to the world. What would you like to say, please?
I wanted to comment on the work schedule in America.
Yes.
Here in America, people have 5-day work schedule.
Are you sure?
Yes.
It's not so, 8 days in a week. Is it 5? Are you sure it's 5?
Yeah, you work 5 days in a week, you have a day off. Unless the company you work for calls you in 4 hours, you are not forced to work those extra hours unless you want to. Now, what I want to say is that even today, there are thousands of our people, Igbos and other Biafrans here in the United States, that are not working today. They are at home. Some of them are listening to this program. Some may be somewhere else. They may go for some other thing or the other out there. Who knows? But I just want to correct the impression that people have that people in America are working every minute of the day. That's not the way it works. There are some people today that are off that could listen to this program. Some of them have been given the information concerning this radio, Biafra, and what it stands out to achieve. But they will not go there. So I don't know what the problem is. So we can't make excuse for Igbo people not coming out to look at what is going on. At least listen to this program. Call somebody else. Say, go and check this program out. Listen to what is being said and see how you can be part of this whole thing. Now, having said this, I want to comment on the now what is happening to our people. To me, reminds me of the team that were sent out to reconnoiter the land of Canaan.
Yes.
Somebody mentioned, I think the brother in the studio there with
yes.
you.
Yes, Clifford.
They mentioned, yes. They remind me of those 10 people who came back telling the rest of them, I will use the zoological palm for the experience. So you have Igbos who tell us that they went in there, they saw the house, the Dogoyaro. Oh, these people, they are 20 feet tall. They are giants. Oh, we went to the other part of Yoruba and we saw these people, they look so, I don't know how to describe them with all these markings on their face. They are fearful people. We can't take them on. I mean, this is how our people stand today to me. Rather, they make self-defeating comments in their own freedom. They don't even want to reason. They are intellectually lazy. I mean, you get people that call themselves intellectuals. But I'm telling you, their reasoning is no less than the people in the zoo. That's what some of our people have become. Another thing they don't seem to realize, because when you make mention of Biafra, some people say, well, you know, we tried this before, didn't work, and therefore I don't want to hear it. They give you all kinds of stupid excuses, silly excuses. They will say, well, we don't want any more war. But they fail to recognize and realize that since the war ended, so war ended in Nigeria, that the killing of our people has continued. There is continued killing of our people. It happens on day-to-day basis. Yet these people who think they are intelligent and they are able to reason do not see this continued killing of our people till now, even as we talk today. They don't understand the nature of economic deprivation and segregation that Nigeria has forced on our people. They don't care. These people don't care. But I want to say this. Our relationship with Nigeria has been conflictual. It has been a conflictual relationship even before the independence of Nigeria. And this conflictual relationship has taken a dimension that is so dangerous for our people. You know, the relationship has been abusive to our people.
Yes.
It has been destructive to our people. Our people have been murdered by their millions, and all somebody who calls himself an evil man can tell me is that he doesn't care. That even if Biafra comes to his doorstep, he will kick it out with his leg. My brothers, I tell you this, I am so disappointed with some of our people. But it leaves me with this comment here, that only those their heart fear up can be involved in this struggle.
That is correct. That is
if your correct. Yes. If your heart does not stir you up, you won't be able. If your spirit does not make you willing to serve for the restoration of Biafra, you're not going to be able to do it.
That is correct.
You know, only those with willing hearts can use their skill to bring about the restoration of Biafra. The other ones are walking dead. They are corpses because they don't know what they're talking about. Our people are being killed. Our homeland has been destroyed. Our value system has been ruined. All these people can tell me is that they are walking. Well, all of us are walking. But it doesn't stop. I gave up 4 days in a row here in Atlanta, Georgia, to see that this program was on air on a daily basis. You know, so I could have used my time selfishly and said, well, I won't come out. But in this case, I didn't even know about the arrangements that was made here in Atlanta, but I got into it. I looked for Nnamdi Kanu to find out where he is and where he will be making this program in Atlanta from, to join it. This is what we should do. We should not sit back and continue making self-defeating arguments that deprive us of our humanity and common sense. You know, please, I thank you very much, my brother, for all the work that you are doing. I admire you, and let me tell you this, you are so many years ahead of your contemporaries and peers in this life, and I commend you. Thank you very much for the wonderful work you're doing. Please, don't give up. I know there are good people here. Yes, I made contact with my in-law.
Yes, go ahead.
Who happens also to be a friend of mine. He was a friend before he became my in-law.
Yes.
He's in the Bay Area. I contacted him. He said he will call me back. So he would like to find out the time you will come to Bay Area so that he can check it with his own schedule to see, you know, whether it will be possible for him to participate in the studio. So
we are coming. Tell him that we are coming to the Bay Area on the 3rd. Is that correct?
Yes.
We'll be in the Bay Area of San Francisco on the 3rd. Our people are picking us up from the airport, and then we go and see them. Tell him we'll be in the Bay Area on the 3rd, the 4th, the 5th, the 6th. When are we going to Chicago?
On the 5th.
On the 5th. We'll be there from the 3rd to the 5th. Is that correct?
Yes.
We'll be there from the 3rd to the 5th. Yes. You took time off work in Atlanta. We have been to Corpus Christi. Our brother Moses Migo took time off work. He's a pharmacist. He took time off work to be with us. We are here again. Clifford, not only did he take time off work, he has not slept since last night because he came to pick us up. And we are here. These are people moved in the spirit to serve their country in truth and honesty. It is the highest love you can show to your people, to serve them. Because even the Bible made us aware that no greater love is there for a man to lay down his life. We are asking people in America to lay down your time. They cannot do it. Thank you very much for calling, and God bless you.
All right. Thank you, my dear.
Thank you. Let's take this call before you come to your four-point agenda. It's our station here. Nobody owns it. It's nobody's business. We are here to bring our people the good news. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. The caller on Skype. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. We have our brother or sister on Skype. Can you hear me? Obinna, where are you calling from?
Hello, can you hear me? This is Obinna Nukuki, coming from Malaysia.
From Malaysia, wonderful people. From Malaysia, yes. Go ahead, we are listening. Go ahead. Hello, Obinna, go ahead.
Okay, brother, first of all, I have to thank you for all your productive efforts so far.
Thank you.
Thanks for hearing this. I have not had this all this while. So, I would like you to, in the case of their fans in America, I would like you to do everything possible to convince them because they are...
Yes, because they are what? The line is unstable. It is unstable. We'll sort out our Skype problem. It is unstable. We'll sort it out. Please, yes, Clifford, give us this. You want to respond to somebody so we can close. We are overrunning by some minutes, please. We know this is ours. Yes, we need to go and seek refreshment, of course. Yes, go ahead.
Just like I said, I did promise Biafrans and friends of Biafra listening at the beginning of the program that I'm going to respond to comments made by Rotimi Osho, a petroleum engineer with Shell that comes from Ado-Ekiti in Ekiti State.
Yes.
You know, coincidentally, Ekiti State, to be fair to them, they have the highest concentration of educated people.
Are you sure?
Professors and doctors and this
is it quota professor or real?
Well,
professor?
I don't know if they are quota, but they really have a significant number of people who are educated. And this young man is a graduate from the University of Ibadan, mechanical engineering, in 1991, and he's working in Shell. Mm-hmm. And look, It's so disappointing, the statement he made. I told you he gave me 14 points, but I'm going to respond to four today. Yes. And then I'll take it on from there.
From the evening, yes, you can. We are coming back again on the air in a short while. So
right.
Yes.
Number one, he said, it is very easy to live in the comfort of America and be singing Biafra. Come home to actualize it, and I will take you serious. That's point number one. Mr. Rotimi Osho, you can call our number. We have our number with us. You can call Radio Biafra, yes, and respond to what I'm going to tell you. But let me tell you this. There is a patriotic and brave Biafran called Dr. Dozie Ikedife, a medical doctor who is resident in Biafra land.
Newe, to be precise.
Newe, to be precise. And we have Eze Ozobu, resident in
Enugu.
In Enugu. So it is not just only Clifford Iruanya that is talking about Biafra. It is not just only Moses Nwigwe or the Cletus talking about Biafra. Yes. There are people in Biafra land talking about Biafra, and they are there. So don't just pick and choose. That's number one. Then his number two point, he said, come back home and form a government in Enugu. This shows how ignorant you are, Mr. Rotimi Osho. There is what is called the indigenous people of Biafra, and they have what is called the Council of Elders. The Council of Elders are the ones who are in charge of organizing all everything we know about the indigenous people of Biafra. So there is something in place. Let me use this opportunity to educate you. Number three, he said, declare independence and secure your territory, and then you can take it from there. Mr. Rotimi Osho from Adoekiti, Petroleum Engineer in Shell. Let me tell you this. Biafra had already been declared. It was declared in 1967. Yes. We are now redeclaring Biafra again.
That is correct.
So this is another point of educating you, so that you will know that Biafra has already been declared. Number four, quickly, he said, all this gra-gra now, if they call Clifford and give him a government appointment, His language will change. Let me tell you, Rotimi Osho from Adoekiti, Petroleum Engineer working in Shell, and you can call Radio Biafra to respond. I don't have any business in government, and I'm not interested in government. I told the same line with Nnamdi Kanu, Director of Radio Biafra. What we want is Biafra. I'm not interested. And he went on to give example. He said his own brother Fashemu of OPC has been promised a pipeline contract, and his language is not changing. He is even undermining ACN. He also gave another example of his brother Ruben Abati, who used to be very vocal when he was at Guardian newspaper, and now he is working for Good Lord Jonathan and is changing his language. Biafrans are not like that. True Biafrans are not like that. We are not interested in the lucre. You know me already. I'm a comfortable person. I'm not interested in government. And so are other patriotic Biafrans. We are not cowards. We don't believe in eating from the crumbs. We say what we do, and we do it. We mean it, and we do it. When we are done with the worldwide demonstration, we are coming to cleanse Biafra land. And all your cohorts, all the people you people are using to desecrate, to pillage, to steal from Biafra, we are going to drive them out. And that is why they have their houses in your Yoruba land. They have their houses in Abuja. They are building shopping malls in Abuja because they know that they are no longer going to stay in Biafra. And let me tell you this, if there happen to be any resistance, we are going to crush anybody on our way.
That is correct.
It is either we get Biafra or we die getting Biafra. And if we choose to die, if we die, we are taking down everybody.
Everybody.
There will be no Nigeria.
Banner.
There will be no multinational. We are taking down everybody. We will crush, destroy, and burn down everybody. I am assuring you that this is not a threat. We Biafrans don't make trade. We mean business when we say it.
Thank you very much. That is a fact, and perhaps you are very, very kind. People must realize that what we are fighting for, we are not asking anybody's permission. We are not asking the permission of Nigeria to do anything. What we are doing by being in court is in fulfillment of what is written. We are not beholden to you. We are not seeking your guidance. We are not seeking your help. We are asking people to watch what we are going to do. We warn you because we are not cowards. So we tell you what we are going to do before we do it. Biafra is coming. Nobody can stop it. The time is now. We thank everybody who has listened this evening, and to ask you to please rejoin us in about 3 hours' time. We will be on air once again around, it's 6 p.m. here, is that correct?
Yes.
We'll be on air here 6 or 7 p.m., is it?
6 p.m.
6 p.m. we'll be on air, which is around 12 midnight, with a very special, kind of a very light look at life around where we are broadcasting, how we can cure this American disease, and also to take further the 20% rule, which before we close this evening, I'll have to read out what our brother Okoye Matthew wrote on Facebook to me. It was, I don't know if it's a private message, if it's intended to be read out. He is saying Pareto law, what it means. The 80-20 rule means that in anything, a few, 20%, are vital. And many, 80%, are trivial. Okwabeke calls whatever vital and trivial. How it can help you, he is now going to lecture us. The value of the Pareto principle for a manager is that it reminds you to focus on the 20% that matters, which we have been doing by focusing on Cletus, by focusing on Martin and on Uche in Atlanta. In Corpus Christi, we had Moses. We were here now in Houston, Texas. We have our brother Clifford Iranya, who's here with us in the studios. Of the things you do during your day, only 20% really matter. Those 20% produce 80% of your results. Identify and focus on those things. When the fire drills of the day begin to sap your time, remind yourself of the 20% you need to focus on. If something in the schedule has to sleep, if something isn't going to get done, make sure it's not part of the 20%. So we are including in the 80% that are trivial in America, those people that rely on hamburger, on large soda, that go to work 25 hours in a 24-hour day. The 20% that really matters, they're with us. They are the Amajoyes in California. They are the Wigways in Corpus Christi. And they are the Iranians in Houston, Texas. They are the ones that matter, and with them we are going to get Biafra. This is Radio Biafra. We thank all of you for joining us today. And before we close, please, from Clifford.
Fellow Biafrans, I thank you for finding time to participate in the program and listen. And we hope to come back in a few hours, 6 o'clock Texas time, which is midnight Biafra land time. But one thing I'm assuring you is that Biafra will be restored, and we are not surrendering. It is either we get Biafra or we die getting Biafra. And should we die, we are taking down everybody with us.
We will
crush, we will destroy, we will wipe out everybody that is bringing us down.
Absolutely.
Both internally and externally. I have to emphasize this. It's not just bringing down our external enemies only. Those who are working against us from Biafra land, they will not be spared. Thank you for listening.
Thank you very much. And from a largely silent Chidera, please.
Thanks for listening, wonderful people of Biafra. And to those of us here in the United States, so this is really very embarrassing, especially because I'm here in the United States. So I'm calling on all of us now to awake from this deep slumber and join in this struggle. Yes, we are going to get the 20% here, but I would ask you to rejoin us in the next edition later in the evening. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And from me in Nnamdi Kanu, it's been a pleasure being in this wonderful city, very hot city. We are very grateful. I will close the program today by reading what again, what Carol Monde sent. He said, be courageous. When all Igbo people everywhere speak with one voice, I will say, when all Biafrans everywhere speak with one voice, Nigeria will shudder and Biafra will appear without firing a single shot. Then the rest may join. After all, Nigeria is gradually fragmenting into its natural component parts. You know, I love English language so much. It is a matter of time. On that note, we bring this program to an end. We love all of you. And if we have been very harsh on you, it is because we want you to repent. Kisina mehe mike tegaria, that this is Radio Biafra coming to you from Houston, Texas. And please do not fail to rejoin us in the next few hours. We love you all. And God bless you. La 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 la